Okay, this is the point in the broadcast where we check out for you, at no expense to you, by the way, like a free service we provide. We're going to give you the best of the highlights of the BBC for next week. We like to do that, you see. Also, I'm feeling very homesick. Gives me an opportunity, an excuse to sort of look forward to going back to Liverpool to check out the BBC for real, the box with all the lights. It's called a TV. All I'm doing is reading the information regarding the TV, but next week, next Friday onwards, I shall be there with my remote control and pressing all the buttons and everything. Can't wait for that. Plus, of course, you got the Christmas Radio Times. I will be in TV heaven for sure. In the meantime, folks, let's have a look here at the information very kindly provided by the press office of the BBC, bbc.co.uk/press office. And we're on to week 50. This is highlights for December the 11th, right the way through to the 17th, which is when I fly back. And on the Sunday, the 12th, on BBC4, Sir Patrick Stewart, Mr. Jean-Luc Picard himself, stars as Macbeth and Kate Fleetwood as Lady Macbeth in a spectacularly dark, contemporary and stylish film version of Shakespeare's claustrophobic and bloody tragedy, directed by Rupert Gould. On this is all in no particular order, by the way. That's on Sunday. On Saturday, we've got Come Clog Dancing. And I think it's exactly what it does what it says on the tin, I think. Conductor and BBC Radio 3 presenter Charles Hazelwood is on a quest to get the people of Newcastle clog dancing in just 2 weeks. Okay. What else have we got? I'm just sort of going through this quickly. The Royal Variety Performance on Thursday the 16th of December. Take That, Cheryl Cole, N-Dubs, Russell Watson, Spellbound, and comedians including John Bishop. Ah, great, it's John Bishop-like. Sarah Millican, Jack Whitehall, I don't know any of these people, and Mickey Flanagan perform. The last time I watched the Royal Variety Performance, they had Philip Schofield and Gordon the Gopher on it. So I think we're going back a few years there. So that's on Thursday, BBC One. We've got Pompeii on Tuesday, a landmark film. BBC Two lifts the lid on the most famous of ancient towns to reveal Pompeii as it has never been seen before. We've got more snooker over the weekend. And Monday the 13th to Friday the 17th, we've got Shaun the Sheep. Shaun and his farmyard friends give the farmer a Christmas to remember. So we're getting very sort of Christmassy here. We're getting dangerously close to Christmas. We've got Dirk Gently on Thursday, and also Festivals Britannia on Friday, documentary telling the story of the emergence and evolution of the British music festival through the Mavericks, Dreamers and Dropouts who have produced and experienced them, continuing BBC4's highly successful and critically acclaimed Britannia series. And we also have Aladdin and the CBeebies Magic Lamp. That's on Friday. CBeebies favourites prepare for some thigh slapping fun, which is a bit of that. Ooh, that hurt. In the network's Christmas Centrepiece, an exclusive panto for the under sixes. CBeebies festive offering also includes Octonaut, The Great Penguin Race, Zingzilla's Christmas, Grandpa in My Pocket, and The Magic of Christmas, Gigglebits Christmas Special, and Something Special. So watch out for those over Christmas. And finally, on Friday, a one-off Christmas special of Horrible Histories, the popular CBBC show, dives headlong into bizarre Yuletide absurdities over the centuries with the programme's unique blend of sketches, I can't read this, pastiches, and song. There you go. Next week on the BBC.